From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Tom Baudette, Maz Jobrani, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the Wang Theater in Boston, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Barry Gordon from Missoula, Montana.
Oh, I love Missoula, one of my favorite cities.
Oh, good.
What do you do there?
Well, I'm a photographer, and sometimes we go out and do a little grizzly bear research in the Blackfoot Valley and work with a bunch of really good folks from Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and I volunteer for them.
And do grizzlies like to be photographed?
Well, not really, because most of the time they're asleep when we're doing it.
Oh, that's cheating. Barry, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Barry's topic?
It was right under my nose.
There are clues everywhere. Also everywhere, people who completely miss those clues. This week, we read a story about someone getting away with something major because everyone was oblivious to the signs. Guess the true story, and you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
First, let's hear from Maz Jobrani.
Brooklyn is a big place with lots of police precincts. Not all the cops know each other. Antonio Marangelli used this to his advantage and was able to play a cop for 3 years before getting caught and thrown in jail himself. Marangelli, the son of a retired policeman, was able to use his father's badge, a walkie-talkie purchased from Radio Shack, and a toy gun to pull the wool over the eyes of real cops during his stint. One officer who kept running into Marangelli says, "I should have known he was a fake when we'd make an arrest, and he'd never finish the Miranda rights. He'd say, 'You have the right to remain silent, yada, yada, yada.'" Another officer was quoted as saying, "He'd pull up his car, you'd hear the sound of sirens going, woo, woo, woo." Turns out he had a megaphone like that guy from Police Academy. Boy, he was good with sounds. It wasn't until Marangelli finally had to pull his gun during a drug bust when he was busted. Another officer on the scene reports, "We pulled our guns on the suspected drug dealer, and he points at Marangelli's and goes, 'Is that a toy gun?' I look over and I see that little orange thing on the end of the pistol. I'm like, 'Holy crap, you're not a cop!'" Marangelli was arrested on the spot. Unfortunately, the drug dealer got away.
A guy successfully pretends to be a cop in Brooklyn for 3 years. Your next story of a cheater finally caught comes from Tom Baudette.
Gaios Nigalides' rise through the ranks of professional chess began in 2007, the year the first iPhone was released. In hindsight, the timing might not be coincidental. On Saturday, the 25-year-old reigning Georgian champion was competing in the Dubai Open Chess Tournament when his opponent spotted something strange. After every move Nigalides made, he would jump up and scoot to the bathroom. Now, if the young chess master had been middle-aged, no one north of 50 would have suspected anything. But anyone under 30 who pees that much is either pregnant or has an iPhone wrapped in toilet paper stashed behind the toilet at a chess tournament. Nigalides, it turns out, was not pregnant. He was logged into a networking site of chess geeks and software analyzing the game as he played. He denied the phone was his, but officials soon found the phone was logged in under Nigalides' account, and they had no choice but to disqualify him. The news was not a big surprise to the chess world. "The basic problem is that it's incredibly easy to cheat with a phone," says Nigel Short, an English chess grandmaster who once was ranked third in the world and is now 60th. "My dog could win a major tournament using one of these devices," said Nigel, adding the unfortunate afterthought, "or my grandmother."
A chess grandmaster hides an iPhone in the bathroom to cheat at a chess championship. Your last story of someone getting busted comes from Faith Saley.
Rob Weeks and his pet turtle Amos have long enjoyed fame in their hometown of Okeechobee, Florida, but now it's turned to infamy. Amos, winner of the Central Everglades Turtle Sprint for the past 3 years, is a shell of the champion he once was. That's because it's been discovered that Amos, the turtle who smoked his competition, is really a hedgehog. I Ironically, it was Amos's speed that undid him. At the annual spring sprint last week, Amos got going so fast that the hollow turtle shell his owner had velcroed underneath the hedgehog's belly started to slip, until the shell rotated completely, liberating all of Amos's quills, which had been spray-painted army green for good measure. The crowd gasped, some screamed, but Amos's challengers just sat there. Nikki Power, owner of a competing turtle, admits, "I thought it was weird when I overheard Rob call his turtle Mr. Whiskers during their pre-race pep talk. And we always thought Amos had an unusually adorable face." Weeks himself remains defiant, declaring, "Mr. Whiskers identifies as a turtle." He has been transitioning bravely and publicly to become Amos. We ask for your support at this time.
Let us review your choices. From Maz Jobrani, the story of a guy in Brooklyn who pretended to be a cop successfully for 3 years until he pulled out his fake gun. From Tom Baudet, a chess grandmaster who was caught rushing into the bathroom after every turn to check his iPhone. Or from Faith Saley, the story of how a guy won turtle racing championships with a hedgehog stuffed into a turtle shell. Which of these is the real story of a cheater finally getting caught?
Well, you know, I would really like to go with Tom, but I'm going to have to go with Moz because it sounds more plausible.
So let me get this straight. Moz's story of a guy pretending to be a policeman making siren sounds with his mouth and a megaphone
right.
is the plausible one. To bring you the real answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the actual scandal.
All right. I just can't believe somebody like a grandmaster would be doing that. I just couldn't believe it also because he made it seem so obvious that he was doing it.
That was Mackenzie Molnar, the 2013 U.S. Open chess grandmaster, talking about the case of the cheating grandmaster with the iPhone. So I'm sorry, you should have gone with your old friend Tom, who was telling the truth. Sadly,
I knew it. Yeah. All right.
So rare.
Yeah, I know. So you didn't win, but you didn't earn a point from us for his apparently his very credible bluff story.
Can I get Paula Poundstone voice on my recording?
Concession.
No, but you can't get Paula Poundstone, but we do have three tubs of chopped liver here that perhaps you might be interested in.
That would be fine. Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing. Bye-bye.